This is Jake.
Hi, Jake. It's Tina from Local Squash. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. You?
Good. Pretty good. Happy Monday, right?
Yep. Monday. Time to get busy, right?
I know. I always say we have to start somewhere, so on Mondays we have to be a little bit extra positive, huh?
Yeah, I think that's probably safe to say.
Yep, that's the case. So what's going on here? You're expanding, huh?
I'm gonna be selling my Google and Yelp here soon, and I'm gonna be starting up a new Google in Texas. That's what I need help with you guys. I need to start a new Google page. I have the address where it goes and everything, where my new address is in Texas and all that. Different business name.
Okay. So then we can still give you the same pricing that you have for this one, which would be $229 month to month, but that only includes $100 worth of ads. So once your move is final, if you want to ramp the ads up to the Texas one for $500, you could absolutely do it. But in the meantime, it would just be, you know, $229, including $100 of ads. When are you actually planning on
I want to do it right now. So I have the new address. I know you guys helped me set up with Google. You guys talk to Google and get that going, right?
Yeah, but I want to ask you, Jake, are you going to keep the Huntington Beach one open and then add the Texas one, or are you wanting to?
You can keep it open, so I'm selling it. So whoever I'm selling it to, I find out tomorrow. Why don't we just leave that one alone for now?
That's smart. Yeah, that's smart, because you don't want to do anything to hurt the placement, and then all of a sudden the purchase price goes down.
I'm talking to them tomorrow about it, and they're going to be purchasing my Google and Yelp, so I'm going to they probably will just take over the payment is my guess, because they don't want to mess up the placement. But,
right.
Yeah, I want to start a new one. It's Cowboy Strength Movers is the name. It's in Fort Worth, Texas. I have an address. I can get the piece of mail sent there, all that.
What about a phone number for there?
It's actually going to be this number right here.
Okay, so
they're going to change the number on Google and Yelp. That's what they're going to do tomorrow.
Okay, so let me try to... I'm going to try to set up a new account with this number. It might conflict since the first account's under this number, so I might just vary it, like ending in 1527, or for instance, and then once I create the account, I can go back in and put your number on it. Also, we can do a tracking number on the new location, because if Google sees that you have a 949 area code number but you're in Texas, it might throw a red flag. So we could create a brand new area code that matches the area that you're going to in Texas, and then when people call it, it can forward over to your number. And that, you know, is something I can include for you. So Yeah, it's pretty cool. People like the tracking number, too, because it eliminates a lot of the spam callers, because we put a press 1, press 2 greeting on it where, you know, it might say, you know, press 1 for a new customer or press 2 for existing.
I for sure want to do that. And so if they call my number and then it transfers to – I know companies that do this. This is cool. All right.
Yep. Yeah, that's exactly right. That's a little add-on. We usually charge an extra $300 for it, but I can include it for you. You're a loyalty client of ours. So let me just go on here and see. I'm going to try to create the account using a modified number so it doesn't conflict. Just make sure that when the new people get their number that they call us as soon as possible to update it so it doesn't conflict.
This is a big deal. I could go get a new phone or get a new number, but I'd rather not, you know?
You shouldn't have to, because you're moving pretty recently. It just sounds like once everything finalizes with the sale, you're out of there, huh?
Yes. Tomorrow. So.
Okay, that shouldn't work. It shouldn't be a problem at all. So give me the name of the new business.
Okay, it's called Cowboy Strength Movers.
Cowboy Strength Movers.
Yeah, I already kind of tried on Google a little, but I hope I didn't do anything to mess it up, but it's all right.
Okay, so is the address that you're using a residence, or what type of an address is it?
Yes, it is at a residence.
Okay, good. That won't conflict with anything. So what's that address?
It is, 1 second.
Yeah, the only thing that would hurt you is if it was like a UPS store or mailboxes, et cetera, but if it's a residence, that's perfect.
A residence,
so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Legit. The address is 1113
mm-hmm.
Crest Meadow Drive.
Two words or one for the Crest Meadow?
I think it's two.
Okay, I'll double check first. I'll index it into Google. And then what's the city?
That's Hazlet. Hazlet, Texas,
mm-hmm.
76052.
Okay, and then we're going to forward to 949-630-1528. Okay, and then there's still just the $99 setup fee for the new location. That goes on the first payment only, so it would be $328 today, and then each month moving forward, just $229. And then for billing, would it still be tied into the viewpoint lane for billing?
That's actually my old address, and I don't even have that for my billing. I have
okay, so
I have an address in Huntington for billing.
Okay, so is it your name on the card or the company name or both?
It's both Shea Transporting and my name.
Okay, and then the billing address?
Well, to this one is 201 mm-hmm. 10th Street, 10th Street, apartment number 19,
mm-hmm.
Huntington Beach, California, 92648.
Okay, and then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are, Jake.
Okay, it's 4815-8800-3279-2568.
Okay, expiration?
Expiration is 05/27.
Okay, and then the little code on the back?
816.
Okay. So since we've been working with you, I don't know if anybody in customer support ever mentioned this, but we recently achieved a premier partnership with Google, which means that Google now also allows us to, and this is just an option, you don't have to do it, but they allow us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. So if you wanted to, I could put an extra $100 of Facebook ads on there. And you'd be paying $329 monthly, but you would get the benefit of $100 of Google ads plus
you guys set up the Facebook for me and do all that?
Yep. We would set up a business Facebook, and then it's pretty cool how it works because, as you probably already know, the search engines track what people are searching for in your new area that you're
yeah.
moving to.
Yeah.
So once they go on their news feed, they'll see a little promotion for Cowboy Strength Movers coming up. So it's something that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it. I'll try it out. Is there any lower you can go on that, though?
There isn't. So normally this package, it sells for $399 monthly. I gave you the $329 because I'm honoring the pricing that you have for your first location. So
okay.
That $329 pricing is a corporate rate. And just to let you know, normally you have to have 100 locations with us to get corporate pricing. But I
okay.
saw, yeah, since you've been with us for 4.5 years, I'm honoring it for you for the new one.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm an OG, you guys.
You are. You're the goat.
Yeah.
Okay. That's awesome. So let me go through a quick voice verification with you, just outlining the terms of the new account. And then I'm going to create an appointment for my technician to call you later today, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, and getting you set up. So what this says is to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Cowboy Strength Movers.
Okay, and then please state your name and title with the company.
Jake Shea, I'm the owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay, you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date.
Sure.
And let me just check the calendar. I believe it's the 18th. In the non-refundable amount of just $428, when your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 18th day in the amount of $329. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. And then for my other one, I'll ask one. Yes, I do.
No, okay. So that concludes the voice verification, so you can ask your question.
Okay. So on my other account, when is that due, that payment? Because I want that to be like the most minimum if there's anything you can go down on.
Oh, we can. Absolutely.
Okay.
So that account includes 500 worth of worth of Google ads, and it's due on July 23rd. So I can modify the Google ads to just be 0 or 100, and that would make that payment.
The Facebook ads, I never even did that on the other one, though.
No, I keep saying Facebook, but I meant Google ads. I'm sorry. I was getting my wires crossed because I'm looking at two different
accounts. Yeah, I want to do the most minimum thing I can do possible because I'm going to sell it. So, yes, I want to keep myself on Google, but I think it was like $225. I want to do like –
Do that. Let's just do the $229 for that one, which will modify your Google ads to just $100, which is good because that new owner will still be getting some traction with that $100, and then hopefully they take over the payment before July 23rd so you don't have to pay that one anyway.
Pay it at all.
Just do me a favor and make sure that once it sells, if they don't want to take it over, just give us a call so we could remove your billing information or cancel that account or something.
Okay.
Because if we don't hear from you, it will automatically, you know, reoccur on the 23rd, and I don't want that to happen to you. What's causing you to move from Huntington Beach to Texas? Is it just business, or
It's terrible over here now. It's freaking, the cost of everything is fucking through the roof. Business is booming in Texas right now.
Nice.
The economy is good over there. You know, the only thing I meant, like, it really does, California really does suck to own a business. It's not a good place to own a business. And I'm over it, you know. You know, the weather sucks in Texas, but, like, you know, and I love the weather here, and I like the beach and all, but, like, it's not where I want to be anymore. I'm born and raised over here. It's time for me to go. You know, I've done it all here.
We're located, just to let you know, in Fountain Valley. So we're right down the street from you, but
perfect.
I hear what you're saying. Huntington Beach is getting sketchy these days. Every time I go, especially down by Beach and Talbert to Slater, you see all kinds of sketchy. The other day, my husband and I were driving down Beach by Heil, and we saw these two homeless guys pushing these two brand new bikes with no seats on them. And you knew that they stole them, you know. And I told him, that makes me so angry that they're, you know, they're out there and, you know, whoever parked it purposely took the seat off so that someone wouldn't steal it. And then they stole it anyway, you know. So,
it's a shithole now kind of. But, like, it's still nice where I'm at by the beach. But it's, like, that. And then there's just, like, the... the high pricing. And honestly, like, I'm the slowest I've ever been. If you look at my Google and my Yelp, like, I'm not getting hit up on Google or Yelp right now. Like, people aren't freaking moving down here right now. And this is supposed to be the busiest time of the year. And we're not that busy. You know, like, I'm doing all right, but we're not that busy. So that's the only reason I stayed here was because you can make a lot of money. You know, I have high rates. I have, you know, I can upcharge on things and, you know, but now that that's going away, it's like, there's no reason to be here, you know?
Right.
So.
Exactly. And you're going to get so much more for your money in Texas too. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of friends, a lot of labor out there. So I'm hoping, you know, that like we can get this on the radar. You can get this moving quick and like, you know, I really can just, I got a lot of customers already that are going to leave me reviews, from Clean Cut Movers because I'm the same owner. So it's the same get down. But so I'm going to already have, you know, some reviews. I just want to get this thing going, you know, and the Facebook, I really like the Facebook, you know?
Yes. And I have a question for the, Google business that you already tried to set up for the Crest Meadow Drive. Did whoever is at that address get a PIN code as of yet, or did you just...
No, I just did it yesterday because it was Sunday and no one was in the office over there where you're at, so I just did it real quick yesterday, but I don't think anything happened.
Okay, so what they'll probably do when they call you for your client interview is they'll just have you add us as a manager to that Google business that you already started. So all you'll have to do is when that new PIN code arrives at the Crest Meadow Drive, just make sure to get it back to us.
I don't even think a PIN card. I needed to take a picture outside of the address and all. So I just stopped there. I didn't go any further.
Oh, you didn't even initiate it yet. Okay, well, that's good to know. I'm going to put that in the notes just so that everybody's on the same page. And then I have a client interview available today at 11. If not, we're booked for the rest of the day, so I'd have to call you. Have them call you tomorrow.
What does that mean? Interview.
So the client interview is where one of our technicians will call you, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, website. You want to do 11? Okay. Do you need a site for the new location, or do you want to use the same one? Or okay.
No, I need.
So
a new
I'm going to put that in there. Need site.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So
free, right?
Yeah, that's included. So what I'm going to do, Jake, is I'm going to block out an hour window from 11 to 12, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 11:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. And then lastly, I gave you special pricing that's not available to the general public. So I'm going to finalize creating the new account and charge this within about 10 minutes. Once the payment goes through, you're going to get a text message and an email that says your initial invoice. Just go in there and check it, and it will have a link that says your terms and conditions. Acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will grandfather you into this pricing where it'll never go up. And do you want us to still use shadejake47@gmail.com for email correspondence?
That's fine. Yeah.
That's fine. Okay. Awesome. Okay. So keep an eye out for that email and that text. It will be coming to you shortly. And in the meantime, have a really great rest of your week.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. You're very welcome, Jake. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.